Good morning. Our question today is when it comes to Netilas Yadayim and saying the bracha on Netilas Yadayim when we wake up in the morning, is that only specifically when we wake up in the morning prior to Shacharis that we say the bracha, or does it apply as well for Mincha and Maariv? Should we be washing our hands and also saying the bracha on Netilas Yadayim? So in fact, we said that there are two major reasons why we wash in the morning. One is because Ruach Ra'a, that there's some impurity that descends upon the hands overnight, and accordingly we wash in the morning. And the second reason is because of davening, as part of the preparation for davening, or part of the davening itself. And that's in fact the conversation we need to have right now. That second reason, because of davening, what does that mean? And we will see that a practical ramification, a nafka mina, is this a concept that applies a mitzvah, halacha, that applies only for shachris, washing and saying the bracha, or should we also be washing and saying a bracha? Let's leave aside washing. We should wash before every davening, but how about saying the bracha as well on Netilas Yadayim? Should we do that for Mincha and Maariv as well? So we're going to have to take a step back and analyze this concept of washing for davening. And we're going to start with the Ramban, a beautiful Ramban, who says as follows, that this Netilas Yadayim was not instituted as Zecher LeMikdash. The Kohanim, before they did the Avodah, they had to be Mekanish the Yadayim V'Raglayim. They had to wash their hands and their feet in order to do the avoda and the Beis HaMikdash. That was absolutely required. And nowadays, the Ramban is saying that our washing is not in place of that. It's not remembering Zecher LeMikdash, that just as they washed, we washed, just as they had the Tamidim, the Korban Tamid Shal Shachar, and the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim. We have our Tamidim also, we have Shachris, we have Mincha, and that's why we watch. That's not the case, as the Rambam. Ela Mishum Da Tfila Atzma Chashuva LaAvoda. Our Tfila is the Avoda. This is the Avoda that we have nowadays, and this is the Avoda that we are washing for. So it's not a Zecher, it's what is required. And in fact, he brings a Pasuk, Nasa Levavenu El Kapaim El Kelba Shamayim, we should lift up our hearts and our hands to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heaven. And that we see in this pasuk, it talks about the hands being elevated in tefillah, and accordingly we wash our hands. So this is our avoda, we're washing our hands for our avoda. Now truth be told, we have a machlokes rishonim, and this is going to be the fundamental machlokes that will dictate the answer to our question, should we be saying al netilas yadayim and a washing before mincha and maariv as well, or only shachris? And in fact, this machlokas that we're about to see will also dictate a number of nafkaminas when it comes to netilas yadayim. And the issue is as follows, what does that mean that we wash our hands because of tefillah for davening? So the Rosh was of the view that the concept here, netilas yadayim, and saying a brach on netilas yadayim, shayadayim shal adam askaniosen. Our hands are busy, they touch things they shouldn't touch, or they simply touch things that they get dirty. And accordingly, it says that, says the Rosh, that it would be impossible to not touch covered parts of our body during the nighttime, and that would be inappropriate for us to be davening without washing a netilas yadayim, because yadayim shal adam askaniosen, our hands are busy. They're busy touching things. Lazet tiknu chazal bracha al hanetila the kriya shema uletfila. Accordingly, chazal instituted a bracha, the bracha of al netilas yadayim, as a precursor to our saying kriya shema and tfila. So accordingly, we see the view of the Rosh. What is this concept of tfila, that we wash our hands for tfila because our hands are busy, they get dirty, and accordingly, chazal instituted, in order to be prepared properly for saying kriya shema and tfila, a requirement, a precondition is washing the hands and also saying al netilas yadayim. Again, that's the opinion of the Rosh, yadayim shal adam askaniyosen. On the other hand, the Rashba says as follows, when it comes to the morning, anu nasim kibriya chadasho, we are new creations. We have gone to sleep, we've gone through the night at least, and now we are new creations, and accordingly, as just he brings a pasuk in Echa Chadashim LeBakarim Rabba Menasecha, we are new in the morning. So great is our Amona in you. Our Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing us an amazing chesed, returning our neshamas to us in the morning, and accordingly, we have to give him thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheberanu Lichvado. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created us to show kavod to him, to worship him, to say a bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And accordingly, Chazal instituted bashachar, in the morning, lihit kadesh, to be mekadesh ourselves, to purify ourselves, biktushaso, vilitol yadenu minakli, and to wash our hands from a kli, just like the kohen, that the kohen, in advance of doing the avoda, he washes his hands from the kiyor in the base of mikdash, so too, before our avoda, we do as well. So we see the key here, according to the Rashba. Not like the Rosh. The Rosh said, we wash, Chazal instituted washing in the bracha because Yadayim Shel Adam Askaniyasen. The Rashba is saying that we are new creations. We are Gebriah Chadasha. And accordingly, because we are being newly created, it's a new, fresh day. In the morning, we have the institution, the decree of Chazal, wash hands, say Al Netilas Yadayim. And it's effectively a thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having newly created us. So again, the view of the Rosh. Yadayim askaniyosen, we have to wash them in preparation for davening and say the bracha. The Rashba is saying that we are newly created people, we wash our hands. That is indeed the hodah, thanks and praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, how do we apply that to our question? How about when it comes to not only shachris, but also mincha and mariv? Should we be washing with a bracha or washing just without a bracha? So, according to the Rosh, he says as follows, that the same thing applies. It's not only a din with shachrish, it's a din with mincha and mariv as well. If somebody went to the bathroom, washes his hands, you would say the bracha al netilas yadayim. Again, the opinion of the Rosh is that we wash hands because yadayim askaniyosen, our hands are busy, they get dirty. Accordingly, if we went to the bathroom, the hands get dirty, wash netilas yadayim, and not only do we wash, but we also say the bracha al netilas yadayim as well in preparation for mincha and ma'ariv. On the other hand, according to the Rashba, he says as follows, v'im tishal ma'ishna tefila shashacha me'tefilas mincha ma'arvis. If you want to ask, what's the difference between shacharis that we wash hands and say a bracha, and mincha and ma'ariv that there's no bracha? He says as follows, because the reason of the Rashba is in the morning we are newly created. That concept only applies that we were newly created overnight. In the morning that applies, but that doesn't apply for mincha and ma'ariv. So there's no bracha, even if we wash our hands, which we should for mincha and ma'ariv, there's no bracha on it netilas yadayim. So again, we see here two different reasons. The reason of the Rosh, Yadayim Askaniyos Ahen, and the reason of the Rashba, that we are Nasin Kibriya Chadasha, we are newly created, and Afkamina between them is, does this washing of a Netilas Yadayim with a Brach apply only for Shachris or for Mincha and Marev as well? And we see that it depends the reason, according to the Rosh, that our hands are busy, they got dirty. Chazal Institute washing in Al Netilas Yadayim, if somebody went to the bathroom in advance of Mincha and Marev as well, if they went to the bathroom, they wash a netilas yadayim, you would say a bracha as well, not only shachris. On the other hand, the concept of the Rashba that we are newly created applies only in the morning, only before shachris, but not for mincha and marav. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah paskin like the Rashba. The Rashba that the reason, at least on this point, they paskin like the Rashba that we are newly created, and this is the language of the Shulchan Aruch, kol ayom kishe'os etzrach, of all day long when you go to the bathroom, bein ketani bein gdolim, whether you go number one or number two, literally small or big, nevarech asher yatzar, you say the bracha of asher yatzar, having gone to the bathroom, but you do not say the bracha of al netilas yadayim, even if you want to learn, even if you want to daven immediately thereafterward. He's talking about for mincha and mariv, it doesn't matter. There is no al netilas yadayim, and the Magen Avram points out that, and in fact, the Ramah agrees with that, that the Ramah does agree with the Shulchan Aruch, so it's both the Pesach of the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, that saying a bracha applies only before shachris, not mincha and mariv. Magen Avram points out it must be that they are concurring with the Rashba, the reason of the Rashba, that only in the morning are we newly created, and accordingly there's a bracha on the netilas yadayim in the morning, but not prior to mincha and mariv, even if when somebody went to the bathroom, even if yadayim askaniyos and the hands got dirty, it doesn't matter, because we are paskening based on this, like the Rashba, that we are newly created, we are kabriya chadasha. The bracha of al netilas yadayim is only said before shachris, not before mincha and mariv. Have a wonderful day.